On today's Tech Help for Churches, share and embed YouTube links. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I tell you how to use new media, social media, the internet in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford, and I'm your host. I'd love for you to ask your questions and leave your comments below the video, so go right ahead and do that. If you're listening to the audio, that's fine too. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact, and you'll find all my contact information there. Or you can absolutely, just to make this nice and simple, drop me a line, Paul, which is my name, at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Nice and simple. So, I got in a discussion with someone on YouTube based on a video that I shot a couple of weeks ago where I was talking about adding the little extension to the link so that you could take that link and share it starting with a specific point. And what I left out is that you need to use the YouTube short link. Well, when we were talking about this, he said, oh, well, I couldn't do that. That's just a lot of work. I thought, well, actually it's not if you know what the pieces of the short link are. So this is a little uncharacteristic, and if you're listening to the audio, this might be a little more difficult to follow, so I encourage you to head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com and take a look at the video. But I thought that we'd head over to my computer and I'll show you exactly what we have there and kind of some of the pieces of the YouTube and embed links and how you can basically create your own if you know the pieces and parts and how they fit together. Okay, so here we are over at my computer, and this is last week's Tech Help for Churches. And I have gone ahead and I've scrolled down. There you see me. Hi, me. I've scrolled down and I've clicked on the share button. So normally you don't see that. You click on share and you go from this to this. Now this is what we're looking at. First, I want to show you the share code, just the basic one. You'll notice F, capital M, capital F, capital P, TBQ, capital Q, capital F, lowercase f, lowercase k. That doesn't make a lot of sense and it doesn't need to, but what you need to know is just that portion, because if you go up here, you'll notice that in the full link, you have the exact same thing. So basically, these are the same links to the same thing. So either www.youtube.com/watch?v=, that code, or u2.be/that code will take you to the same video. So if you're somewhere where you have this link, just copy that, and then, here, let me actually show you. Just type YouTube. Actually, just type YouTube and stick the dot after the U and before the B, and that will take you to the exact same spot. So let's let this load, and you'll see that that's exactly what happens. Remember, this is why and how to use YouTube thumbnails. So let's let this load, and we'll see that we are, in fact, back on why and how to use YouTube thumbnails. Same video. It actually refreshes the address here, and that's pretty simple. So back to the share button. We're going to click on it. And I'm going to make sure that I pause that. You might have actually heard part of that commercial. So, hope not. Okay. Back to the share button. So that's the basic link. A couple of weeks ago, I showed you that if you click this right next to it and put in any number here, any number that makes sense for time, it will attach question mark T equals, and then for a number, and then H for hours, a number, and then an M for minutes, and a number, and then S for seconds. So in this case, 2S. So that's pretty simple. Now let's look at the embed link. Now this is going to look a lot more convoluted, but it's actually still fairly simple. So what we do is, let's go back to the beginning of this link. And you'll notice it starts off with the less than sign, iframe width equals, and then it has a number. So this is the width in pixels. So this is an iframe. That means it's something that's embeddable on a website. Width, how wide it is in pixels. Height, how tall it is in pixels. And then the source, that's the URL. So the source shows https://blah blah blah embed/fm, you know, and it's got that same code. Then it has this stuff, the show info equals 0, that means don't show the info. And then frame border equals 0, don't put on a frame border. If it said 1, by the way, that would mean do put on the frame border. And allow full screen, so I can full screen it. Then it has the greater than sign, then another less than sign, then the backslash, then iframe, then the greater than sign. So that's the code that you use to embed. Keep in mind, this is our same code that's up here and that's also in the short link. So basically, you can reuse all the stuff around here, whether you understand it or not, and just change out this. So if I wanted to, I could set up my code to automatically do this, and I would just change this little code right here every time, and it would re-embed in my website. So it's a pretty straightforward and simple thing once you understand all the gobbledygook that surrounds it. I do want to point out one other thing here. Let's go to the short link for my ProPresenter 6 tutorials, which I do a show on that every week. ProPresenter 5, ProPresenter 6, occasionally other software. And this is actually a list. Now, what we want to do is, I'm going to pause this as soon as it gives me the opportunity, because I don't want it playing. Okay. Come on. Stinking advertisement. Anyway, what you'll notice is that up here, okay, now I should be able to pause it. Up here, we have the same link, but after that link with the little code in it, we have ampersand feature equals YouTube ampersand list equals. So the ampersand feature equals u2.be ampersand list equals means that this is part of a playlist. And so if you look at this code, it starts out with PLS. I think that's standard. It starts out with at least PL, I believe, for playlist. Could be playlists. Anyway, the rest of this code is a big long code, but that tells you that this video is in this playlist. So again, if you know the playlist code and if you know the video code and they're in the same playlist, you can embed the playlist in the in your website fairly easily. Now, again, let's go down to share, and you'll notice that I can start the playlist from either the current video or the start of the playlist. So if I know a particular video in the playlist, I can replace this code with that particular video. In fact, let's choose this one and hope it doesn't play another commercial. The car commercials, for some reason, are not skippable. I think that's because the car people just assume everyone is interested in their stuff. So, okay, good. So, now I'm on this one, and you'll notice that this code up here has changed, but the playlist code has not. So, we go back down to share, and now we can share it from the current video, or if I go to start of the playlist, it changes back to the previous one, XRib. And current video is MoX, whatever. But the playlist code should be the same. So that's PLSRU. Okay, now let's go back to start of the playlist. And playlist code. Well, let's see if we can't. PLSRU. Okay, so that's the same playlist code. So that's how that works. Embed code, basically the same way that we saw before, only it's going to add the playlist code on after the video. So there's the MoX video code, and now I can go to start of playlist, which should give me the XRib code. And again, the playlist code stays the same whether it's current video or the other video, PLSRU. So really, if you know the formula, as long as you know the playlist code and the video code, if you want to embed a playlist, or the if you know the just the video code, you can do pretty much anything you want because all the rest of the stuff stays the same. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that now you can see just the building blocks of a YouTube link and a YouTube embed code, whether it's for a single video or a playlist, and then you can troubleshoot if something goes wrong, what is missing from that picture. You can also say, oh, I can tweak this, I can tweak that, I can fill in the gaps where maybe things weren't done correctly before. You don't have to go back to the beginning, you can just tweak things. If you like this content, I bet you would like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and there you can find all of these great church tech gifts that I've made just for you, and also a free subscription to my email newsletter. Now, if you like that, you'd probably also like my store, so please head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, S-T-O-R-E, and there I will have all the resources that I've made with you in mind to save you time, to make you more effective, so that you can spend more time doing ministry and more time with your family. And how is that a bad thing? Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.